Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Interior Department halts Utah oil exploration. A controversial project to explore for oil in Utah's famed Dome Plateau was postponed last week after a review by the Department of Interior Office of Hearings and Appeals. Conservation groups called for the review after learning that energy exploration had begun on the plateau, a 23,000-acre area just north of Arches National Park that has been proposed for wilderness designation. The Office of Hearing and Appeals held that potential damage from seismic testing justified an immediate halt of the project. It also found that the Bureau of Land Management violated federal environmental laws as alleged by the conservation groups, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the United States Environmental Protection Agency, and others. Seismic testing involving the use of 52,000-pound dumper trucks that roll across fragile desert soils and vegetation had already begun in the area when the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance, the Natural Resources Defense Council, the Wilderness Society, and the Utah chapter of the Sierra Club filed an appeal and request for stay with the Department of Interior. The groups charged that the BLM did not prepare a thorough environmental review and instead fast-tracked the project by issuing a review based on outdated information, ignoring exploration alternatives that are less damaging to the environment, and omitting reports from other federal agencies that warned of potential damage. The OHA agreed with the environmental group, stating in its order, it appears likely the Southern Utah Wilderness Association will be able to demonstrate that BLM's FONSI, or finding of no significant impact, was arbitrary and capricious, and that the BLM was required to prepare an environmental impact statement approving the Western GECO project. SUWA has raised substantial questions about the range of alternatives analyzed in the environmental assessment and the reasonableness of BLM's decision to analyze only the proposed action and a no-action alternative, the review continues. SUWA was delighted with the decision. We're thrilled with the ruling. BLM's shoddy environmental review reflected the interest of the oil companies and not the public, said Liz Thomas of SUWA. The agency's single-minded approach hurts the environment, hurts the American public, and even hurts oil companies when they are confronted with serious environmental problems posed by the permits. The controversial project is one of many planned in the Moab region as the Bush administration intensifies oil and gas drilling on America's pristine public lands. Oil exploration and development are already underway in proposed Utah wilderness areas such as the Book Cliffs, Lockhart Basin, and Comb Ridge. Conservation groups charge that the Bush administration's attempt to fast-track oil and gas exploration and drilling at Dome Plateau is an example of a larger campaign to open up public lands to drilling without environmental impact reviews. SUWA recently released an internal BLM memo in which the Utah BLM received explicit direction from Washington that requests by oil companies to explore and drill on public lands should be the agency's number one priority. This ruling means that the destructive seismic testing has to stop now, said Joanna Wald, NRDC senior attorney. Unfortunately, the damage already wreaked by thumper trucks to the fragile desert soil could take up to 300 years to heal fully, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. We're just glad we could stop it before it got any worse. The 3-foot-wide tires of thumper trucks destroy cryptobiotic soil crust. According to an official BLM publication for recreationists, this crust forms the foundation of our local ecosystem by keeping the desert floor in place. When disturbed, crushed, or smothered by blowing sand, the critical cyanobacteria in the soil stops fixing nitrogen and therefore can no longer provide essential nutrients, the BLM wrote in its pamphlet. Once the crust is gone, plants and animals cannot live here. We can't bring the crust back. We can only protect it so we don't create a wasteland. The Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance charges that BLM workers raced to the area at first light to fill in the ruts when they heard that a reporter would visit the area that day and that conservationists were gathering evidence in support of their stay request. The BLM should be embarrassed by its behavior. First, they permit a destructive project to go ahead in violation of federal laws, then they cover it up, said Kevin Walter of the Sierra Club. And we thank the Reuters News Service for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, in the-